The teaching series for this month is getting it right in relationship. Getting it right in relationship. Getting it right in courtship. Getting it right in marriage. Psalm 11 verse 3, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? A faulty foundation cannot sustain a marriage and a home that will last. You cannot build a skyscraper on a foundation that is meant for a bungalow. Marriage cannot thrive on faulty relationship. Righteousness cannot thrive when the foundation of any vision is not solid. Mommy, a man cannot sustain righteousness on faulty spiritual lifestyle. And relationship is the foundation for marriage. Somebody says Psalm 11 verse 3 is a question. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The man says, build another foundation. He's a wise man. Relationship or courtship is the foundation of marriage. Relationship or courtship is the period of preparation for marriage. Foundation is what you set in the ground in preparation for a beauty that will show forth. Foundation is the unseen reality of every building. Hallelujah. The foundation is dependent on the building, just as the building is dependent on the foundation. Hallelujah. The kind of building you want will determine the kind of foundation that you will build. Yes or no? Hallelujah. And the kind of foundation you set will determine the kind of building you can build. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Today I was listening to the video, the interview of a young guy that survived a building collapse in Lagos recently. And he was narrating the ordeal. How he was trapped and God saved him. He was there for over 14 hours or so. Or 18 hours, if I'm not mistaken. If the foundation be faulty, the building will collapse. If relationship is faulty, marriage cannot be sustained. We need to understand this. Relationship or courtship is the period of preparation for marriage. Please listen carefully. Relationship and courtship is not only for expressing intentions for marriage. It is a season of discoveries. You want to travel life with a man or a woman, you need ample time to know where you are going. You have met somebody for 2 years, fine. You have been knowing the person for 2 years, fine. People used to ask me, how long should a relationship and courtship last? Long enough to know the person enough. That's the answer. Relationship is not what you rush. Don't make the mistake of rushing, sir. Don't make the mistake of rushing the foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Relationship is not what you rush. Stop rushing in and out of courtship. What does that mean? Be sure. Stop rushing to say yes to proposals. Now, you see, stop running both in and out of courtship. Don't rush to enter one, because you may rush out. This is one of the reasons why you have many young people, especially on campus, 100 level, one relationship, 200 level, another relationship, 300 level, another relationship, 400 level, final year, they enter three relationships. Why? They are now anxious, in a hurry. They will soon leave campus. Anything, baga, baga, baga. Stop rushing to say yes to proposals. Be sure that God is saying yes to it first. Number two, stop rushing to say no more. Also because of challenges. Because the fact that God says yes to a relationship does not mean that you don't face challenges. So stop rushing in and out. Relationship is a time to discover and deal with foxes that can spoil the vine. You know, this thing I want to say is funny. God gave me and my wife time enough to know. Yes. Even when we got married and I started discovering some things, one or two things I didn't like, I knew. In courtship, I've seen the signs. Relationship is time enough to know the possibilities in the life of this person you want to travel your life journey with. There are many young people marrying today. They will be shocked. It's just a few months. In a few months, they will be shocked. Why? They were too much in worry. Relationship is time. Give yourself time in a relationship. Stop rushing. Sir, I heard God clearly. Fine. But there are things that God has not told you. That is better you know on time. Number two, relationship is preparation time. It's not just discovery time. What does that mean? Apart from discoveries, it's time to prepare. One of the privileges God gave me and my wife. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. During our relationship and courtship years was preparation. God helped us to prepare spiritually. We faced battles. We had logical reasons to say we are no longer doing. And actually, we got to that point. Personally, I got to the point of no feeling. Number, that's it. Sorry. I got to a point of no feeling. Because of battles, challenges. So relationship time is not, my wife used to say something. It was that time she God dropped this saying in her mouth. Pray so that you will not pray. During our relationship, we pray. And we are still praying. We pray. Mountaintop praying. There was a season of our life. Every Friday, we used to go to the mountain to pray. And we caught it. Every weekend, we must go and pray. Because, one, there were battles. Two, God gave us the privilege to see what is ahead and gave us the privilege to prepare in the place of prayer warfare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, courtship is not rushing time. Courtship is preparation time. Settle down as God said this is the best. If God has said this is the person, fine. Calm down. It's not time to rush. Relationship is a time to discover and deal with foxes. Sir, because we see foxes. What are foxes? Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Take us the foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vine. For our vines have tender grapes. Sir. Marriage has tender grapes. Marriage is sweet. But foxes can embitter it. And the relationship is the season. The time to discover those foxes. You didn't hear me. Sir, marriage is sweet. Marriage has beautiful, sweet grapes and vines. Hallelujah. But foxes can destroy it. And relationship and courtship is the season to discover those foxes and deal with them. What are foxes? You want to marry someone you've not met for over 20 years, you just knew the person. The person's life has been shaped by all manner of experiences. Some beautiful experiences, some excesses, some bitter experiences. You meet her or him in church, and you think your Queen Harry has arrived. You don't know anything. They are foxes. And relationship and marriage time is the time to discover them. And declare whether you want to travel with this or not. And if God has said, this is my will for you in marriage, that relationship and courtship time is the time to deal with those foxes. Hallelujah. So when we were in courtship, there were times I told my wife, she told me, you know my wife is a barrister, she came out very well. I remember one day my wife blasted me. We're in courtship. We're students on campus. She was just coming. I think she was coming from campus. Maybe she thought she was coming to court. Da. You know, she was thinking she was wearing wig and gown. Da. You know, we're courting. I was in my room. I was praying. They studied, they doing some writings. The Lord just told me, he said, your fiancé is coming. And she will do like this. She just came in. Ram, just opened the door. I said, how are you? How's school? He said, I'm disappointed in you. The bill I went, judge. The address accused. I'm disappointed in you. I can't even remember what she said. How can you do this? I was actually sitting on the rug. I just sat down there. You know, the Lord had told me, when she just sat down, she said, I can do it. And my wife not to vibrate, even woman. After vibrating, I said, calm down. The Lord actually told me, you come here angry. And then I explained the situation to her, and then she calmed down. Where am I going to? She felt that I did something, so, and she didn't like it. Courtship is the time to make things straight. Courtship and relationship is not only for I love you. It's to tell yourself the truth. Many marriages that collapse today are victims of neglected foxes. Write it down. Many marriages that collapse today are victims of discovered but neglected foxes. Foxes are little but grow with time. Foxes are destroyers. Destroyers hiding now. They are coming to destroy tomorrow. May foxes not be found in our lives and our marriages in Jesus' name. What are foxes? Foxes are negative attitudes. Foxes, example of foxes, negative attitudes in the life of your fiance. Excesses. Some people, excesses. They talk too much. The woman talks too much. The man brags too much. Can collapse marriage. How can you insult my mother? I didn't insult your mother, and I was just saying how I feel. You insulted my mother. Bad, no, excesses. You don't know when to keep quiet. Secret sin, excesses. Ungodly motives, personal agenda. You are in a relationship. You are thinking about only yourself. It can destroy. Selfish agendas. With future repercussion. You want to marry somebody, you don't know the person's history. I'm sorry for you. Just see a sister in church, a brother in church. Lika braka toket. The suit, the ghetto can slice the devil. Don't worry, it will soon slice you too. You don't know the history of that ghetto. Courtship and relationship is a time to tell yourself. Those under our mentorship is to tell them, tell each other the truth, what you have done before. Tell him. Go and sit down. If you want to cry, cry over it now so that you won't cry in the future. Let the person know. One day I was in the office in Makodi here. One woman went to meet my wife in the house and reported me. See what your husband did. My wife was just smiling. The woman was surprised my wife was smiling. I said, your husband is just smiling. My wife said, my husband can't do that. She knows him. She knows what I can do and what I can't do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Courtship is a time to build trust. And if trust will be built, you must open up. Foxes, deal with them. Dirty history with future repercussion. There are marriages that discovery of the past destroyed. Yahweh, am I right? That the woman just or the man just discovered that. How can you, oh my God, foxes are weaknesses. Some foxes are demonic afflictions. My wife has told an example of a man that wanted to marry a woman, and I think when the lady was praying, she saw a revelation of a lizard on the guy's head. Am I right? When she confronted the guy said actually it's true that they have insanity in their family. And you didn't tell me. Ah, thank God, God told her. Are you willing to? You don't know who she is. Afflictions, family and generational causes. Oh boy, when me and my wife started cutting, Ayana Malakaba, father, powers of my father's house and my mother's house, they died. God, they are dead. So you can see them. Praise the Lord. Fire for fire. Battles. But God gave us victory. Let me tell you something very clearly. One of the reasons under the glory, all to the glory of God, one of the reasons why there is joy and peace in my home is not because we didn't have battles, because God helped us to settle them early. My God that I serve will settle your battles early. In the name of Jesus. Evil trends, those are foxes. Relationship and courtship is good time to fight battles so that marriage will be sweet. Hallelujah. Stop rushing. Build a solid foundation. Know each other well enough. So today I want to teach, how do you discover God's will in marriage? How do you discover God's will in relationship and marriage? Psalm 32 verse 8. What does the Bible say? How do you discover God's will for yourself in relationship and in marriage? That's what we are considering in part 1.
Psalm 32 verse 8.
Yes, what does the Bible say?
The Lord says, I will guide you along the best path for your life.
I will guide you along the best path for your life. I will advise you
and watch over you.
Read it again, my son.
The Lord says, I will guide you
along the best path
for your life.
I will advise you
and watch over you.
King James Version says, I will instruct you and then I will teach you in the way which you should go. And I will guide you with my own eyes. Relationship and marriage is not excluded from God's plan for you. I've heard all manner of teachings from different kind of pastors saying all manner of things. Say, God does not choose marital partner for people again. Since when Adam and Eve messed up, God removed his hand. Since when Adam and Eve disappointed God, God removed his hand from choosing marital partner for people. I wonder where people used to get all those kind of teachings from. I wonder how ministers of the gospel can be coming up with funny teachings, misleading young people. God said, I will guide you. I will instruct you. And then I will teach you in the way that you should go, and I'll guide you with my eyes. And this includes relationship and marriage. So how can you say that because Adam failed, God, I don't understand. God has somebody in mind for you in marriage. Understand this clearly. Just as God has it in mind that I'll bring my wife to be my body. Hallelujah. I'll be another mission. God has the journey of your life in mind. And God has somebody in the picture. It is not true that God does not choose life partners. It is a lie. God does. God wants to instruct you. He wants to teach you. And he wants to guide you into the right relationship and marriage. So I'll share two examples in scripture. For Adam, God caused Adam to sleep, and then God made for him a wife from his ribs. So if you read Genesis chapter 2 from verse 18 to 23, you see how God said it is not good for a man to be alone. And then he put Adam into a deep sleep and took a rib from his side and made a woman and brought the woman to Adam. And Adam rose up and said, wow! Wonderful. Somebody say wonderful. This is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. God is constructing a life partner for you. You need to understand this. God is constructing a life partner for you. While I was born and then began to school and go through life, my wife too was born into an Igbo family and go through life. God had us in mind. And God began to make her for me and make me for her. We need to understand these things. One of the issues with many marriages today is that it's mismatch. Hallelujah. Miss what? Match. And fine. You see, you have a choice to either choose God's or choose your own. Put that in there. You have a choice to make. To either allow God choose for you or you choose yourself. If you choose yourself, no problem. Wait till you see, find it. You go chop up. See, this lady, she's a church lady. Uh-huh. God is making somebody for you. You need to understand this. He says, sir, but I've been expecting that the lady will show up. I've been expecting the man to show up. And he asks, when will the person show up? I have four answers for you. When will the person show up? You have been expecting delay. The person will show up when you are man or woman enough, because marriage is for men and not boys. Marriage is for women and not girls. Who is a man? A man and a woman is somebody that is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially mature. That's a man. Sir, but I'm 36. You are 36, but you are behaving like a child. Esther, but I'm 28. You are 28. You had a breakup. They had to rush you to the hospital. You're a girl. You're not yet a woman. He says it's not good for a man to be alone. Then it's good for a boy and a girl to be alone. It's not about age. It's about maturity. That's number one. Number two, possible reasons why there can be delayed marriage. When you are matured enough and you show those signs. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when you submit to his will, like Adam, be put to sleep concerning the matter. It is God that makes marriage is the origin. Some people, they don't want to be put to sleep. They want to be actively involved. He said, God, I don't want to be asleep when I'm choosing my own wife. I want her tall, slim, rich, fat, and exciting. Fire with a mix of funkiness. Is it going on? You are not there ready. Then you don't want God's choice. So you see, one of the things that can cause delay in marriage, when you have not submitted to God's process to fix marriage for you. Number three, there can be delay. When will the person show up? When you stop looking in the wrong direction. You cannot be looking in the wrong direction and asking God to show you. You have sister so in mind that you are asking God to show you. God will answer you. Because even if you show you, you will see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I needed to empty my heart of any lady before I asked God. Then God showed me. She was close to me. She was close by my side. Hallelujah. Number four, why will he or she show up? When you follow his leading. He said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide you with my own eyes. Somebody say hallelujah. But the Bible says that I must find where? Proverbs 18:22. These are the questions the people have. Proverbs 18:22. The Bible says, he whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. This finding is not going on public search on Google, Yahoo search. What are those searches? It's not going around Nordman to search around church. You search, they have been in sanctuary choir. They are always in the choir. That's not the search. This search is a discovery. If you who so find the wife, find a good thing, and obtain a favor from who? From who? When it comes to a favorable wife, it's only from the Lord. So when the Bible says, he who findeth, it is the person that finds what is in God's hand for him. Oh, do you understand? Do we understand this evening? My son, are you getting what I'm saying? He who findeth, obtain a favor from who? From the Lord. A marital partner that will suit you is gotten from the Lord. The devil wants you to misplace this divine order. So people are finding as I say, I must find. And then you set your own parameters. She's too short. She's too dark. She's too quiet. Continue. God has left it to you. That's why you went to carry trouble. And you are blaming the church. It's not the church. You are the problem. The devil wants you to misplace this divine order. So you go searching without divine direction. And if you do, you will find, but it will be trouble from the devil, not favor from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you break this divine order, you go on a search without divine direction, you will find, but it will be trouble from the devil. Packaged as a sister or a brother in church, it will not be favored from the Lord. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. For the wife of Isaac, Rebecca, she was located by divine order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham called his servant in Genesis chapter 24 and told him, we need to get a wife for my son, Isaac. Don't go to the world, go to my tribe's people. Go and look for a wife. The servant submitted to divine direction. And submitted to divine direction on the way helping to locate Rebecca. He said, O Lord of my master Abraham, let it be known that you are with me on this journey. When I get to the well and ask for water to drink, let her not only give me, let her also give what? Let her also give to the flock. He was excited. Someone said excited. Excited. It was exactly what happened. He approached Rebecca. Please, can I get water? The Bible says she rushed. Genesis 24, verse 12 to 27. She rushed and fetched him water. She rushed again and got water for. He was amazed. The Bible says he was wondering. It looks like God has answered my prayer. Stop jumping from relationship to relationship. Submit to God. Ask him to lead you. In fact, let me tell you clearly, as long as God lives in this month of the spirit of life, if you submit to God's leading concerning relationship and marriage, this month, he will make it clear unto you in the name of Jesus. Because there's a bone of your bone and a flesh of your flesh. There's somebody God has in mind for you. And as my father and the Lord will say, Daddy Famunuwe, he said, God gives the best to those that lead the choice to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, God gives the best to those that what? Lead the choice to him. Allow God lead you. Allow God lead you. And when God is in the lead, he never leads astray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me share our own testimony. I met my wife. I was disappointed in my inability concerning this matter. It didn't take me long as a young believer to discover that when it comes to relationship and marriage, it's not just prayer and tongues. You must submit to God's leading. Hallelujah. It's not just, you don't just choose anything you see in church that looks like, hallelujah, and now begin to pray into your destiny. You don't do that. You submit to divine leading so that God will make known his choice unto you. Hallelujah. You don't look for a beautiful sister that is tongue blasting in church and then begin to mend that destiny in prayers. It will fit into your desire. No, you are not, you can't, you are not a carpenter. And she's not wood. Hallelujah. You submit to God to show you who has been making for you. So when I did this, I went to sleep concerning this matter and focused my attention on his purpose. That is why a man that has not discovered purpose is dangerous to marriage. A man, I say this with all sense of clarity, even though Adam was asleep, he was a dedicated man of purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His business was what God instructed him. Tend the garden, multiply, replenish the earth, and he was doing it diligently. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So I had gone to sleep concerning this matter. And then I set my heart on purpose and God's agenda. And then one day God began to speak to me, say, Oga, open your eyes, see her. She's here, see her. I first did as if I was not here. Praise the Lord. So God showed me, I saw a revelation. Okay, then I began to pray before that. I began to pray for, and I had mentors who were also praying with me and praying for me. And God began to show me. I had a revelation. Number two, I heard his voice. Three, I had a inner witness. How did I hear his voice? I went to God. When I started having the impression in my heart concerning her, when I had the revelation, I went to God. I said, God, these people are coming close to me. Who is it? Is she the one? Are you talking? He said, yes. Is she your wife? Yet I didn't go to her. And that was like about 3 weeks, a month. I didn't go to her. I just kept watching her because I had known. So I started visiting her hostel. And when I visit her hostel, I would visit almost everybody in the hostel because I didn't want her to suspect and I didn't want anybody to suspect. So I became a friend of the hostel because of her. It was later she got to know that this is what this man was doing. My young man, you need to be wise. May you not lack God's wisdom in Jesus' name. I was watching. One day, my mentor just come and said, Deji, a lot of you are aware of me. Meaning, did God show me your wife? I was surprised. I said, who is she? He said, go and pray. Let me say this. Mentors, that is the place of mentorship and spiritual fatherhood and discipleship. Do not choose life partner for people. If you choose life partner for a person, you are not discipling the person. You are not growing the person. So my mentor told me, he said, go and pray. As he gave me that sign, I said, I know her now. He said, you know her? I said, yes. He said, who is she? I said, Hichi. He said, see that sister in the choir that uses glasses? I said, Omanda Dura. He said, you're a prayer warrior. He was excited. I was excited too. So I saw, I had my impression, then God confirmed it through my disciple. So it through my disciple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have not revealed it to him. Those four things make me super convinced that in the mouth of two witnesses, what is established? The truth is established. Hallelujah. So you see, God is not a lot of confusion. God has somebody in mind for you. So the day I went to ask her out, and I've been visiting, it was my mentor that said, come here. You are just be playing and speaking to the Father. My friend, go and ask that lady out. God has shown you. God has shown me. God has confirmed me. Why are you wasting time? Don't waste time. Say, I won't waste time. So I went to tell her the agenda of heaven. I went like Prophet Jeremiah into her house. I said, I bring greetings from the kingdom. And there's always kingdom talk, millionaire talk, purpose, ministry. But that day, there was a new talk. She said she was surprised. See, this brother, this pastor, that used to talk kingdom talk. He has this kind of lyrics in his mouth. I didn't have any lyrics, so I just told that God told me you're my wife. And I told her, I said, God showed me, over and ask him, when he tells you, don't waste my time, hope. She didn't like it. She said, what's wrong with this man? Praise the Lord. God has a choice for you in marriage. May you not miss it in the name of Jesus. How do you find God's will in marriage? Divine direction. Submit to divine direction. Sleep to his leading. Sleep. So before Abraham's servants in Genesis and for set out, God had been preparing Rebecca. Oh, may you not miss what God has prepared for you. I pray for every champion and partner of this ministry. All of our sons and daughters, mentees, proteges, everyone under the sound of my voice, trusting God for marital settlements. May you not miss God's life partner for the name of Jesus. And I pray everyone that the enemy has set up in a wrong relationship and country, today we decree that they are broken, they are rested in the name of Jesus. We pray for everyone that you receive grace. Somebody say grace. Grace to sleep and submit to God's leading. For every young man or woman blind, insensitive, spiritually blind, spiritually dead, receive sight in the name of Jesus. Receive hearing in the name of Jesus. Receive sensitivity in the name of Jesus. Every veil covering any lady. The Bible says, you do not light a candle and put on a bishop. Everyone put on a bishop today, that veil is removed in the name of Jesus. That veil is removed in the name of Jesus. That veil is removed in the name of Jesus. We decree this month of May 2025, supernatural marital connections in the name of Jesus. Begin to locate the bone of the bone. Begin to locate the flesh of the flesh. Wherever they are, let the connection in the name of Jesus. Say, I am settled. Say, I am settled. Rise up on your feet. We are going to pray tonight. But before we pray, I would like to give opportunity to anyone listening or watching online under the sound of my voice that is not born again. God will not give you somebody that is not born again. Please listen carefully. Because God cannot give you the child of the devil. If you are not a child of God, you are the child of the enemy, even if you don't know it. And there are many children of the enemy in the church that are trusting God that they will become born again. If you are not born again, you are not a part of God's kingdom. And God cannot hear your prayer. The only prayer that God wants to hear from an unbeliever that is not saved is the prayer of salvation. So I invite you today to be a part of God's kingdom, a part of God's family. The Bible says if we confess and we invite Jesus into our hearts, we believe in him, he will come. He says, the Bible says, he stand at the door and knock. Whoever open, he will come in and die with him and him with him. We are going to pray. Are you ready to give your life to Jesus? If you are there, wherever you are, close your eye, put your hand on your chest and repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe you died for me. I accept you today into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I decree that from now, I'm born again. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a child of God. I receive championship over sin, over Satan, over self, and over the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for accepting me. Amen. If you pray that prayer, please reach out to us and let us have the opportunity to help you grow as the Lord continues to strengthen every one of us in the name of Jesus. You pray our prayer, rise up and say, Father, concerning marriage, concerning relationship, I submit to divine direction. I will not marry amiss. I will not be hooked in the wrong relationship. I receive divine direction. I receive clarity. 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 I receive divine direction. Oh God, I receive clarity, oh God. I receive divine direction. I receive clarity, I receive divine direction. I receive clarity, I receive divine direction. Say, Lord, deliver me from the wrong relationships. Lord, I will not mismarry. I will not marry wrong. I will not marry wrong. I receive divine direction. I receive clarity. Oh Lord, my God, thank you, my God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name. We pray and pray and say, Father, show this month of me. Cause me to enjoy your favor. Lift up your voice and pray. Cause me to enjoy your favor. Ezuzali karako sokoto mane kabara kata. Lord, I receive.